Thank you, Greg. I am very happy to be backstage with our maestro, Stéphane Deneuve. Stéphane, that was a stunning first half. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. This piece is just so special. It's such a moving piece. It's heartbreaking.
It's so beautiful, and the intense emotion reminds me of the Rückert-Lieder of another great composer for the voice, Gustav Mahler.
Yes, Ich bin der Welt abandon gekommen, for instance, and it is a wonderful song that it's very interesting because every great composer, of course, I think swallow like a sponge the best of the world. It's very interesting that Lieberson, I think, did that. And for instance, there is one moment in the last song where I really hear a kind of Tristan, you know, chord feeling at the end, the kind of idea of infinity. And actually, that's touching because Kelly just sang "Oh, little infinity" in Spanish, and that's those chords. But with Lieberson, he has a unique voice, so there's no imitation at all. It's just his voice, but of course, it resonates with the greatest piece of the past.
It really does, and yet it has sort of humble roots. I was reading that Peter Lieberson was in the Albuquerque Airport bookstore and found these poems of Pablo Neruda because he liked the pink cover of the book. So it's something about finding the extraordinary in the ordinary. Do you find that happens in art?
All the time. I think that's what art does as well, is to create sublime and enchant the world somehow. We're all humans with our suffering, with our, you know, body, and yet the mind let us just create another world. And that's really, I must say, what interests me in music. I mean, a symphony orchestra creates some sounds that are otherworldly, and that this kind of sound and experiencing these sounds collectively, that interests me because it does make indeed the life so much worthwhile.
You're about to step on stage to conduct the complete ballet score of Stravinsky's Firebird, which we normally hear in a form that's much shorter, in a suite, most likely from 1919. So what should we be listening for in the complete score that will be different and more exciting, perhaps?
I will tell you a little personal story, is that I slightly underestimated the amount of work studying the score because I, of course, conducted many times the suite, but it's the first time tonight that I'm conducting the full Firebird ballet. And I thought that I would have only to study the music which is not in the suite, which is quite a lot, by the way. There is at least 20, 25 minutes of music which is not appearing in the usual suite. But actually, I realized that the music that we know from the suite is also very differently orchestrated. So I had really to restudy it. And it was a fantastic process because then you understand what's happening, meaning you see the influence from Rimsky-Korsakov and from the past, and you see how it's connected to that. But you see all the potential of Stravinsky, the modernist, and then you understand why he will actually change the orchestration and make it often drier, less romantic, less Wagnerian somehow. And so for me, it was an amazing insight into the mind of Stravinsky, seeing what was the very first version and why something in his mind will not work and need to be improved. I love this original version because it has something crazy, you know. Imagine that the orchestra is immense. There is three harps. I mean, there is even a tiny, tiny part of piano for a few notes, which, I mean, it's ridiculous because it's just nothing. And then he asks a lot of instruments like the second clarinet, the second bassoon, to play instead of the first, for instance. So you have sometimes the principal player not playing while it is actually the other player playing, which is highly unusual. And all of that is so fresh. You have to remember it's a work of a young composer of 27. So I love this freshness and I love to do that.
Stéphane, you have an incredibly busy career. You have so many projects besides here in Philadelphia. You're music director of the Brussels Philharmonic and the St. Louis Symphony, also director of future orchestral repertoire. Do you have any advice to young conductors and musicians on how to balance it all and make it work?
I have one advice. Love the music. Like, love it, love it, love it, love it. Because that's the only passion that will give you the energy to deal with all of that, with the traveling, with the studying, with all the sacrifice, with the family. I love my life so much. The only price to pay for my life is that I'm not with my family all the time. I mean, I have a rule. I'm never more than 2 weeks without my daughter. And it's a very important rule. But still, of course, I'm often away. So all that, of course, is only happening if you love the music so much.
Thank you so much, Stefan, for spending time with us.
It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.